New FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. Oh, good morning, everyone. Hello, Stephen. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How's yourself?
Oh, fantastic. We're getting into the pointy end of the week, and couldn't be happier about it.
Yeah, well, I spent the first night last night in the Charlestown Castle as well, which is exciting.
That is cool. I went out there and helped you move a few things into it. Whoa, what a great place.
Oh, happy with it?
Yeah, that's a good house, man.
Ah, it'll serve a purpose,
up on the hill, you got commanding views of the valley around. It is a proper castle.
Oh, not sure about proper castle. It'll absolutely serve a purpose, but anyway.
It's nice. It is a nice spot. Very cool.
Not fully moved in yet, but done a fair chunk of the work
yesterday. What did you have left at the end? Like, what was
I've got like a couple of stuff left in like the pantry and a few toiletries and stuff. Kitchen stuff, like just pans and pots and bits and bobs and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Throw all that in the back of the car. You'd be done by tomorrow or something, wouldn't you?
Yeah, probably.
Nice. That's good. New place. Fresh life.
I know. How good's that? Anyway, Jess, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm great.
Yes.
Well, you're great because you're about to go on holiday, hey?
Lovely 4 days in the snow. See you later.
Oh, lucky. It's all right for some, isn't it? Off gallivanting around.
Are you a pretty handy snowboarder or skier, Jess?
I go okay on a snowboard. We'll say I go okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You're good.
Yeah.
I guess from the top to the bottom. That's all you need.
That is all you need. That is a good way of thinking about it.
Any jumps or anything?
Oh, my goodness, no.
What about a flip?
No, the lift, scares me. Like, that's, the worst bit, getting off the lift.
All right, well, that's your homework while you're at the snow for 4 days. Don't attempt flip. One jump. No, we'll start small. Baby steps.
Yeah, right.
Attempt one jump.
I was thinking just don't be the person who stops the lift, you know?
Well, who stops the lift?
Well, when you fall off, stop it.
Oh, yeah, well, just hold on. That's not hard.
Sorted. Solved. Oh, very good. Well, enjoy. That's exciting. All that to look forward to for an extra long weekend. Pretty nice.
Heck yeah.
Of course, we'll be doing a local news chat in just a few minutes as you wake up with the Novos. New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, big bridge news to kick things off this morning.
So there's a bridge out at Clarencetown called the Brig O'Johnston Bridge. It's literally the bridge that connects one side of the town to the other. About a fortnight ago, a wide load went over said bridge and damaged it pretty extensively, so it means it's had to be shut. It's only a one-way bridge, so tiny. But it means that anyone who wants to travel to the town or go from one side to the other has to take a 30-minute detour to get around the river that the bridge is across. So there was $14 million promised by state and federal governments to put a new bridge in, but that was well before the accident and also before the change of government, so that money never actually came through. And it's under a big infrastructure review that federal Labor is undertaking. The Transport Minister, Catherine King, was in the Hunter yesterday to mark the official start of construction on a couple of big projects just down the road from us here at the bunker.
Yeah.
And she said that there's 800 projects that are in this review, and the review is basically looking to see if these projects have a significance Australia-wide, and then they will get their money approved. So there's a lot of residents concerned that they're going to have a 30-minute detour for a very long time.
Yeah, that's very inconvenient. There's a big population. What's the population out there at Clarencetown? A couple thousand at least, isn't it?
I have 2000, no idea, maybe? Something like that. But, you know, it doesn't matter how small the population is. It's a huge inconvenience, and it would be incredibly frustrating.
Drive you mad, wouldn't it? Imagine you live on one side where everything's on the other side. You don't drive around.
There's lots of reports. There's a cafe on one side that's actually apparently had to put off staff because they're getting a fifth of the people come across the bridge to, you know, grab a coffee on the way to work or whatever. And because you can't get across the bridge, no one's going to the cafe. So there's little things like that that are being impacted.
Yeah, driving mad. Yeah.
And when you've got real problems like that as well, and the police just give you that, you know, that deflecting talk. Yeah, you know, we've got to look at it.
We're thinking about it. We're looking at putting it into a review. Yawn.
Yeah, there'd be nothing more frustrating. Oh, well, fingers crossed that a solution comes sorted. That soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they can go back to business as usual. Changing pace a little bit, though, Jess. Threats of, I guess, power bills across the Hunter going up by thousands of dollars, potentially.
Yes, there's all these reports around at the moment. Of course, we've got plenty of power stations that are closing very soon, and a lot of people saying not enough renewable energy to replace it. One of the biggest power stations is one here at Lake Macquarie, Eraring. It's set to shut in 2025, but this new report from NEXT Advisory this morning is saying that if the Eraring power station closure is delayed, you know, longer than 2025, we could see our power bills go up like $6,000 over the next decade.
Wow.
Because there's just simply not enough renewables to replace these things with.
Is that $6,000 per year?
I think it's over that time.
Oh, over 10 years. So $600 a year.
Which is a lot of money.
Sure, absolutely. Every dollar counts, right?
Exactly. Power bills are going up enough as it is, like now, let alone, you know, down the track.
So. All right. We'll keep that in mind. Thanks for that, Jess. And, of course, a full news update, 5:30 here at New FM.
New FM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. Crevo, currently on the hunt, I suppose, the lookout for a good laundromat.
Ah.
Need some suggestions because this week I've been stuck with all the jerseys for the Mighty Carter Force.
Oh, right.
My turn to do the washing, so I've got a big green, like, bag.
Do you not have a washing machine at the new Charlestown Castle?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. So you really do need a laundromat.
So I need a laundromat, and I need one ASAP. So I'm probably going to try and drop one off today and then do some shopping while it's in the machine, I suppose.
Sure. The Tumble Club has been a friend of the show before. That's at, where is that? At Katara.
Oh, okay.
In That's the Homemaker Centre. That's pretty close to the Charlestown Castle. In fact, I actually can't think of any other laundromats closer than that.
I'll have to do a quick Google, but that might be the one then.
It
if it's close
be.
To Katara as well, that's convenient to doing all your shopping and stuff as well.
Very much so.
Sitting in the machine.
Yeah, exactly.
And you two birds, one stone.
A great saying.
I just can't believe I've been stuck with the bloody jerseys. Kick a goal on the weekend, and you know, you think you're exempt from this sort of stuff.
I would have thought so.
Become a big-time player.
Star of the team.
Yeah, that's it.
Sometimes, though,
I'm above this.
When the limelight hits you sometimes, you become a target. And that's what's happened there. You become a bit too, you know, tall poppy syndrome.
That's what it'd be. There'd be some jealousy around the club, I'm sure.
I think that's probably what it is. I'd be looking into that. See who's lining up the target on your back. Just watch out. There'd be more jobs. Next, you'll be doing canteen.
Oh, no chance. Got to avoid it.
But be alert is all I'll say.
All right,
waking
watch
up with
back.
The Novos here on UFM. And these videos have started to go viral from Splendor in the Grass, a big music festival up in Byron.
Yep.
Of how people are smuggling booze, basically, into the festival.
Oh, that's a bit of fun.
Because this is especially for campers, right?
Uh-huh.
The price of, like, alcohol, if you're there for a couple of days, it's extraordinary.
And we've all been to a festival and you go up to the bar and you're like, oh, I just want a seltzer, you know, or a vodka lime soda or something like that. $17.
Yeah.
Like, come on now.
I've just spent $500 on my 4-day, you know, ticket or whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly.
And now you're going to sting me like this and do me so wrong. But apparently, the way they've been, like, smuggling them in, of course, has to be increasingly improved over time because the security, they're always clued on. You know, back in the old days, you could just put it, like, underneath your blanket or something and they wouldn't even look.
A couple of cans in the spare tyre used to work as well. But, yeah, you're right. They're clued on to all these, like, pretty easy concealment spots.
Yeah.
But now you've got to get more clever.
You've got to get cleverer. And this one video showed a particularly ingenious, I guess, hack, if you will.
Uh-huh.
And I'd never encourage breaking the rules like this, but this is pretty amazing. So what these tradies have done is taken up, like, the tray of their ute,
uh-huh,
and installed a false floor. Right, with full battening and everything.
Really?
Yeah, and screwed it all in and then put, like, this additional, I guess, layer of, like, fake grass on top of it. You know, like, you so that it looks like that's just the tray of the ute, and they've they've gone with the fake grass in the tray of the ute. That's a bit of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It had a full, it had that, and then it had a layer of fake floor, like a plywood, and then under that were battens, and in between all of the battens was all of the cans of beer. It looked like a good couple of hundred in there.
Well, a couple hundred cans.
Yeah. So a good, like, four cases or something.
Wow. Because I was going to say, how much do you reckon they spent on putting in this false floor?
Maybe not that much. A sheet of plywood and, you know, a couple of metres of fake grass. You're only looking at maybe, I don't know, $50 or $100 total.
That's true. And if you got, a couple hundred, well, 100 cans in there or something like that, you're saving donkeys, aren't you? You're saving heaps and heaps.
Like, if, say, as you said, maybe a beer at Splendor is $12 or $14
or something. Yeah, extortionate.
And you've paid $1, you know, in a carton. You've come out well ahead, hugely ahead. Split it between your mates.
They'd be the most popular people on campsite as well.
Imagine.
Absolutely. Everyone wants a piece of them. Everyone wants to be their mate because, you know, they've got all the goods. They're loaded up. I wonder how cold they keep them. I guess it was pretty cold in Byron over the weekend.
Yeah,
so
they would have been good as gold.
They probably would have been fine anyway, yeah.
Or buy a bag of ice. Really easy.
Saving on saving. Grandpa's got all the ingenious ideas.
I know. It's money-saving hacks. You'll only... They hate this one simple hack.
1, 2, 3. On new FM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
Welcome. If you've never heard this game before, it's very
simple. Where have you been? What are you doing?
Good question. But if you haven't, it's very simple. We give you three things, three words, and you just have to work out what is the linking theme between those three things. A little investigation, if you will.
All right. If I were to give you a quick one here, Crevo.
I'm ready.
I love this example. If I were to say to you, I say cherry ripe, I say Turkish delight, and I say picnic.
Crevo.
Go on, Crevo.
Chocolate bars.
It's really that simple.
I've done it. I've gone and done it. Simple as that. So, if you think you can do that sort of thing and do it faster than someone else, because you'll be up against an opponent, you win yourself some sweet prizes today. What have we got on offer, Stephen?
Of course. Yeah, give us a call, 4967-4105. On offer today for 3 of a Kind, we've got a Christmas in July pack, which is very exciting. Oh, get into the festivities. Get yourself a pudding from a pudding lane worth over $90 plus. I'm throwing in there as well a bottle of wine, which is very delightful. So, obviously, Christmas in July pack up for grabs, plus everyone that goes on the show today in the draw for a car pass to the Hen Greta drive-ins for up to 8 people.
How good is that?
Prizes on prizes on prizes. 4967-405 is that magic number for 3 of a Kind.
Yeah, and those puddings, right? Just circling back to them. God, they're good. If you haven't tried one from Pudding Lane, you're missing out.
And then one of those things as well where, like, I don't know about you, Crevo, but I can never justify spending that kind of money on a pudding myself.
It's a bit of a luxury.
But when you get it and you get to enjoy it and taste it, you're like, oh, this is how the other half live. You know, like, it is that.
Living the good life.
You know, because normally, you know, like, times are tough.
Yeah.
So you got to save money where you can. But I'm telling you, these puddings, they're pretty delish.
Yeah. So here we go. 4967-4105. That's the number to call. You win yourself that Christmas in July pack. Get yourself a car pass to go out to Hen Greta Drive-In. All the good movies out at the moment. Mission Impossible, Barbenheimer. It's all happening, right? 4967-4105. We need a couple of contestants to play 3 of a Kind.
1, 2, 3.
On new FM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
Okay, so this is really easy. If you haven't heard this game before, we just give you three things and then you just have to figure out what is the theme between those three things. You yell out your name as your buzzer from home, you know, buzzer from home. And then we give you, of course, if you get it right, you get a point. First to two or best of three. That's how the scoring system works.
Pretty simple, really. And, of course, up for grabs today for our contestants. We've got a Christmas in July pack. Thanks to our friends at Pudding Lane. So get yourself a pudding there, plus a bottle of wine in total worth over $100 this pack, which is very exciting. Plus, as well, everyone on the show today in the draw for a car pass, the Hen Greta Drive-In, so you can see all your favourite flicks on the biggest of screens. The biggest screen here in the Hunter,
yeah,
I reckon.
Yeah, awesome stuff. All right, let's get into it and meet our contestants for this morning. First up, from Rutherford, it's yesterday's runner-up, Mark. How are you doing?
Good. Just getting ready for work.
Yeah, nice. And I bet you're getting ready for 3 of a Kind. You'll be more prepared after, you know, than yesterday, having a little practice run.
Yes.
Perfect. Good stuff. Nice and confident. I like it. Up against him in Cardiff South, it's Matt stepping up to the plate. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How are you going?
Very well, thanks. Now, of course, it is time to test everyone's buzzers. Matt, while we've still got you here, you go first.
Matt.
Oh, strong.
Nice
strong.
And strong, yep.
Now, Mark.
Mark.
Oh, everyone's working and ready to go.
All right, best of luck to both our contestants. As Grevo said before, it is first to two, best out of three. And your first one is Rosé, Chardonnay, Merlot.
Matt,
quickest there.
Some wine.
Wine is correct. We'll take that. Well done, Matt. Congratulations. First point goes your way. Mark needs to get a point here to hold on, to keep the game alive. Next one is, gentlemen, spades, diamonds, clubs.
Matt.
Matt, quickest again there.
Yeah, they're cards. Yeah. Suits of cards
is what we'll take. Yeah, well done, mate. Congratulations. Thanks to our friends at Pudding Lane. Christmas in July pack coming your way. I'm sure you'll enjoy that one. Well done.
Beautiful. Thank you.
That it is. Simple as that. And if you want to be a winner like that, it's so easy. Just join Three of a Kind tomorrow. Have a crack then.
Early bird gets the worm as well. No one else is giving prizes this early.
Nah, not to local winners anyway. Nah. New FM.
And Creve, I teased just before, you know, cost of living is extortionate at the moment. It seems to be climbing and climbing. So people are trying to, I guess, invest themselves in side hustles, earn themselves a bit of extra money. And a story's come out throughout the week which proves that this might be the ultimate industry to go into if you want to earn a bit of extra cash.
I'm always listening because I always love making extra cash.
Well, how are you at soccer or the round ball football, Crevo?
Not good.
Bad news for you then. Kylian Mbappe, who's one of the world's brightest young stars in the round ball football.
How old is he?
He's 24, so same age as me.
Yeah, okay.
Which is scary. He's in fact younger than me by a couple months, which is scary. But anyway, we digress, we continue. He plays currently football for Paris Saint-Germain, PSG, in the French League.
Okay.
So it's the same team who has Neymar until only a couple months ago, had Messi as well, Lionel Messi. So some of the biggest stars in the world, of course. They're looking to ship him, basically. They're looking to move him on. So they're seeing offers for who's going to pay him the most and what they can get out of, you know, this young star that they've got.
Sure.
In comes the Saudi Arabian League and a team called Al Hilal, who has offered for 1 year, Kylian Mbappe, $1.15 billion. 1 year of kicking a ball around. $1.15 billion.
Question.
Yeah.
Question without notice. Maybe you know the answer, maybe you don't. Is that the most that any sporting star has ever been offered?
Absolutely it is, by a country mile. So let's put this into perspective for people, right?
Sure.
So $1.15 billion for a year equates to over $130,000 per hour. So if he has...
You'd get out of bed, wouldn't you?
You would. So say he has half-hour paid smoko. He earns more than you and I.
Oh, for a year? In his half hour?
Yeah, sitting around having a sandwich and having a smoke. He earns, over $130,000 an hour.
Oh, my God.
$36 a second. So every Mississippi account, $36 in the bank account. It's ridiculous. In terms of other big sporting stars, LeBron James, who's obviously like a household name, one of the biggest athletes in the world and probably one of the best basketball players of all time. He's had a 20-year career in the NBA. His career earnings are $638 million. So it's like half of what Mbappe's getting for this 1 year.
For a 12-month stint.
Closer to home as well.
Oh, my God.
One of our best bright young stars, of course, in form, Bradman Best, who's been killing it, obviously, Game 3 Origin and been in form with the Knights.
Yeah.
Do you want to have a guess at how many Bradman Best you could buy with this kind of money?
Two?
1,642 Bradman Best you could buy for this contract. 1,642 Bradman Best. Unbelievable.
Okay, here's a question. You probably don't know the answer to this. Is it more than like all the salaries of all the NRL players in the country?
It would be more than all that combined. Yeah, I don't know that off the top of my head, but I know the maths would be close.
Wow.
Well, because there must be only, say...
For 12 months.
There must only be, say, maybe a dozen guys in the NRL that are on over $1 million a year. That doesn't even get you close to $1 billion.
No. Okay. Does he... Do you... Mate, this is all I can think of. He didn't. This team, right, over in Saudi Arabia, it's not a big famous team at this point, right?
No, no.
Do you think they were like, all right, how much would it take to get you over here then? He's just throwing out of, just for a laugh. Oh, $1 billion, you can have me?
Yeah, he's done one, Dr. Evil.
$1 billion. Okay, we have the money. Sign here.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, well, I guess I've said it now. I've got to go. I've got to do it, don't
and,
I?
And you would. For $1 billion, you'd go, wouldn't you? It's just 12 months. All you got to do.
I'll play soccer on the moon for 12 months for that.
Ridiculous. It's just an unfathomable amount of money. I just couldn't believe 1,642 Bradman best. One of the night's best. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
UFM.
Stay Port Stephens. Holiday memories to last a lifetime. Book directly at stayportstephens.com.au. The Novos. Winter Escape.
Yeah, how good's this, Cremo? Only days left. Today and tomorrow, basically, to register for this Hampton-style beach house getaway for up to 8 people, 2 nights with all the luxuries to make your holiday easy, relaxing and enjoyable. Plus,
lovely.
Only a short stroll from the beach as well. It's just that little cherry on top, isn't it?
Oh, sure is. And make sure you get in quick to register because, as you said, we're giving the last one away very soon.
Tomorrow is the day. So you've got,
24 hours
to register, I reckon. It's newfm.com.au. Up on the website there, you'll see the win tab.
Click on that.
Click on that one. Then you see, it's pretty self-explanatory from there. You see a picture of a big house. That's the competition you need to click on. Fill in all your details, respectively, and then bang, you're in the draw.
So maybe it's 5 minutes total. Not even, I think.
Nah, probably. It wouldn't even be 5 minutes.
So 2-3 minutes total, and you could win that awesome, like, weekend getaway, which is what you want.
One more time, newfm.com.au is the place to go. Stayport Stephens, holiday memories to last a lifetime. Book directly at stayportstephens.com.au. But the winning doesn't stop there, Crevo, because after 7... we've got the trivia check back and better than ever. $300 up for grabs this morning.
Oh, yeah. Next, though, we're asking the question, which subscription service are you breaking up with?
Oh, tough.
Because times, you know, cost of living is up and also price of subscription services is up as well. So we'll be having that chat on the air next here at New FM. And subscription, like streaming services, entertainment services, all that sort of stuff, prices just keep going up and up. And they keep stinging you. Like Netflix, they got that new thing where you can't share it with your family, but you can,
ridiculous.
But you can't. It's so difficult. Like, they make it really hard. Spotify just announced they're putting their fees up now. And it's just got us all chatting yesterday about which streaming services you're breaking up with and saying goodbye to because it's just too expensive.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned Spotify's prices are going up because Spotify having a chokehold at the moment. They could charge basically anything they wanted and I'd be like, absolutely, Spotify, whatever you want, I'm paying it. I feel like that is probably my most valuable subscription. It's not going anywhere. But famously on the show, I've had a bit of a precarious relationship with Netflix.
Yep.
Netflix always kind of walking that tightrope. And, you know, just when I think I'm about to get rid of them, they drop a brand new show that looks really good.
And you're stuck for another, like, month or two till you've watched
it.
Yeah,
that's it. It's enough to keep me on just for a little bit longer. They dangle that carrot in front of me, Netflix.
Mm.
But I think goes up much more. Netflix is the first one to get the flick. Absolutely.
Yeah. I've already, I've actually, my relationship, I'm saying it now, with Stan is over.
Oh, no.
I've broken up with them because they just started charging too much and the shows weren't good enough.
Well, be happy for what it is. Don't be sad that it's over.
We had
be
some
happy
good
that
times.
You had some great times, yeah.
I loved watching Billions. It was one of my favourite shows. But when it's time to say goodbye, it's time to say goodbye. And, you know, that we had some lovely date nights together.
And a
good couple of years in the relationship. But it's all over between me and Stan. He was a lovely bloke. Oh, and also the TV subscription.
Well, that's the thing as well. There's so much competition at the moment. It's rife. I mean, there's so many different options that you can go with. That you're not stuck, you know. You even look back 10 years ago, 5 years ago, Netflix was really the only big competitor.
To Foxtel.
Yeah, that's it. And now all of a sudden there's lots of options. So you do have that choice. And unfortunately, sometimes these relationships do have to end. So
that's it.
That's what we're going to ask. 4967-4105. What subscription service are you broken up with or have you already broke up with?
Yeah.
It's time to mourn, I suppose.
And tell us about how the relationship was. Well, tell us about the good times as well. You know, it's not all about the sad times. And, you know, we'd love to hear your stories on the air next.
And, of course, for sharing your pain with us. And, you know, because you won't have the service anymore, you can go see the movies on us. A car pass to the Hen Green drive-ins, of course. You, up to 8 people invited to that one, which is lovely. So
it's like a little party.
That's it. 4967. And you're allowed to share that one. Not like Netflix.
Yeah.
You know, you're allowed to share that one with your family. 4967 4105. We want to know what subscription service you're going to break up with or who you've already broken up with, because these prices are getting ridiculous.
Yeah, tell us about the good times as well. We'd love to hear the stories. Did you go on some nice dates? Was it? Did you enjoy the sport together, perhaps? Maybe that sort of thing. 4967 4105, and you could get some free entertainment from us, New FM. And we're talking about the price of all these subscription services going up, up, up.
And not changing the service either. No improvements to the service.
That's right.
There's a price going up.
And it feels like they're just getting more profit. Because really, from their end, what, are they got to run a few servers? No, that's it.
They're taking us for a ride. That's what it is.
Definitely. So Spotify, the latest to increase theirs. But it's happened across the board. So I've got some information here. Netflix has gone up by $1 a month. Disney Plus has gone up by $2 a month. Stan, $2 a month. Amazon Prime, $3 a month.
Wow.
KO Sports, $2.50 a month. Binge, $2 a month. Like, all of them have gone up. So if you had all of them, it might not seem like a lot, but that's over the next, say, 1 to 2 decades, that's about $4,000 you would spend extra on top of what you're already paying.
Wow, that's unreal, isn't
it? Yeah, so a huge amount of money extra. And so, of course, we're asking the question, which subscription services are you breaking up with? You know, you had a good relationship, you've had a lot of fun times together, maybe even enjoyed, you know, a free 30-day trial at the start, but it's time to...
Blossomed into so much more.
It's time to, when you found that one show that you couldn't believe that you'd lived without, but it's time to come to an end, you know, and for some people, they'll be pulling the plug on these relationships. And fair enough. Like, it's getting too expensive.
Yeah, so let's open up the lines. 4967 4105. Of course, you can contact us all the time at @thenovos_ on Instagram.
And we've got a message here from Christine, who said, bye-bye Spotify. Everything costs too much these days. I'll just take the free version. Well, fair enough. You can still do that.
But there's nothing more of a vibe killer than when you're, like, in the middle of a great playlist and then you get that 30-second ad. It just kills your mood, doesn't it?
I tend to agree.
Spotify's got me in a chokehold. Anyway, producer Scott as well was telling us during that break he's had to have, well, suffered, I guess, a nasty breakup as well of late. Who are you breaking up with, Scott?
Mate, it's Netflix.
Netflix gone.
Netflix is gone, mate. When they announced the rate increase, and they were like, we're going to start charging exorbitant fees if you have multiple devices and multiple households. It's a no from me.
It's a thing of principle, isn't it? They're taking
Absolutely.
Us for a ride.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, this is classic. As I said, there's so many that are increasing them.
So, of course, that's why we're opening it up to the people in Newcastle, 4967 4105, and as well, best callers on the air today get the chance to win a car pass to the Hen Greta drive-ins as well. You can share that with your family, unlike Netflix.
Yeah, cheeky.
Thieving dogs.
I know. Let's go to the phones, though. Good morning, Gabby. How are you?
Good morning.
So which subscription services have you had the tough conversation with? Are you doing the breakup on?
Look, I've been pretty brutal. I've given up Stan and Prime of late.
Oh, Prime. Yeah, they were one of the big increases from $6.99 to $9.99. How was the conversation with them? Was it tough?
Oh, look, I mean, I think they understand it. Maybe when they get a new show out, I might be able to return to them. I generally just keep one at a time and kind of cycle through them. So, you know, they're okay with that. They understand.
Nah, the cardinal sin is going back to your ex. Once the relationship's done, you're not allowed to go back. That's
string
it.
Them all along.
Yeah, string them all along. That's what Gabby says. I think
bit of a player. A subscription player, Gabby is.
That's what she is. I didn't even realise that until you put it in those words.
There you go.
Justin's also said on Instagram, got rid of Foxtel. I only wanted it for the sport. And these days, it's cheaper just to go to the pub and watch the game there. Plus, beer included. I mean, what more do you want?
That's true. What more could you ask for?
New FM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid.
Money, money, give me the... Oh, I can listen
It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Kareem, I've said it before, I'll say it again. That little jingle has got me like Pavlov's dogs. I like salivate to it. Just, I don't know, it gets me so excited, of course. It means it is time for Trivia Check. So, one question between you and potentially this morning, Crevo. $300, if you don't mind. How good's that?
I don't mind. $300, everyone wants that just given to them straight up.
And we just talked about the rising price of all the subscription services. You'll be able to have them all. Yeah. $300, don't worry about it. Covers you for all of them.
Get Foxtel connected again. I mean, this, what is this, the 90s? Let's
treat
get this up
yourself.
And running.
Of course, we can't actually tell you how to spend your money because once you've got it, it's yours to spend however you like. Tax-free, $300 in your back pocket. The good stuff, if you don't mind. Like I said, one question between you and that cash mullah. All you got to do, give us a call. 4967-4105. Call that number right now. 4967-4105 if you want to have a crack at Trivia Check.
That's right. One local will be playing for $300. If you want to have a go, call now. And up next, Stephen, yesterday I actually got the chance, the opportunity, if you will, to
the honour
to have a tour of the Charlestown Castle. This is your new residence in Newcastle. Since you've left the Merriweather Share House, you're moving up in the world, got your own place, and this joint is flash. So a full review of that up next. And now, though, 4967-4105, if you want to win some free money.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, you just said it, but I'll say it again. Run, don't walk. 4967-4105, the magic number to try and win yourself some free cash moolah. Only thing between you and, like we said, that free money is one simple trivia question. It could be that easy. Up for grabs today. $300, Crevo, if
that's
you don't
right.
mind.
If you've ever been at a trivia night and you maybe you didn't get every question right, but you got one that was right. And you always remember that when you do. If you've had that experience, the money could be yours. $300, that's more than any trivia night's got up for grabs.
And it is like a pretty nice feeling as well when you are the one that gets that, feel like you're carrying the team in trivia night. Mm. You know, you're like, I don't know. It just makes you feel like you're walking, you know, chest out, shoulders back. I don't know. I feel like it.
Feeling good.
I'm feeling good anyway, of course. Let's try and let one Nova Castrian feel good as well this morning with the chance to win, like we said, $300 with Trivia Check. Should we have a look and meet our lucky contestant?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. We head out to Madawi today. Hello, Summer. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
Very good, thanks. Now, you know how Trivia Check works. One question between you and the cash with a 5-second timer. Stephen, let's do the question now.
Yeah, are you ready, Summer?
Yes, I am.
All right, best of luck. Your question this morning is, pugilism is another name for which sport?
Badminton.
Is it badminton?
You are wrong.
Unfortunately incorrect.
No.
It was a B sport, though. Boxing is the other name for pugilism, of course.
Oh, well, you live and learn.
You know that one? You're a boxing fan?
You like boxing?
No, I'm not.
Oh, that's probably why. Yeah, that's okay, though.
I'm a WA boy, so up Danny Green.
Right. Look at him fist
West
up
is best.
Ready to go. Of course, that means, though, tomorrow, $325 up for grabs with Trivia Check. Same time, same place. New FM. Stephen, now yesterday I got the pleasure of having a tour of the Charlestown Castle. Now, just for a bit of context, if you're just joining the show, Stephen has left a Merriweather share house, zooming off into the sunset, leave them in the dust because you got this new joint and is all I can say. So I was helping you move a few bits and pieces into the new place.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
No worries. But as I was there, I got to a bit of a tour of the Charlestown Castle. Now, first of all, you arrive, you're winding through the hills of Charlestown and you come up to this, I guess, like peak of the mountain, right? This rise. And there it is to your left in all its glory. And you drove straight into this, like, private car hold off to the side.
It's called a garage.
Whatever your fancy name is for it, right? And how many cars did that garage fit? Heaps, right?
Yeah, two.
Yeah, it's a real flash. Undercover, right? Down under, in the belly of the beast, if you will.
Okay.
And then you've sent me around to the VIP entrance up the top of the property, and you enter through these big hardwood luxury gates and go through to this, like, terraced activity zone, right, which sweeps around the back of the property. And there's all these, like, entertaining area points. In the distance, you point out these, like, hard surface handball courts. Who even seen a property with handball courts before, right? And then you go down these, like, they're sort of like Coliseum-style steps down into the main part of the property, the main part of the house. And then it's through this, like, kitchen dining zone. There's an upper landing home cinema area.
Home cinema. Turn it up.
We put in this big couch and stuff already. Already. Hasn't even moved in. There's already stuff in there. And then down the long corridor to the master suite of the castle, of the Charlestown Castle. And what pretty good room as well. You got your walk-in wardrobes for your queen, who's Siobhan, who's moving over here from the Western lands. And then into the big master bathroom. What a place it is.
It is a nice place. You've added a bit of mayo on, I think, for maybe for entertainment effect. It's not quite the castle you describe.
It's a towers over all of Charlestown. It's unbelievable, this place.
It simply doesn't, but it'll do a job. It seems like a nice place. It's clean. Kitchen must have been done in the last 5 years or so. Like
a flash.
Like pretty
open
well.
Open plan. So nice.
Yeah, well, it's open plan because it's small. Everything's open plan when it's a small house.
And it's got that, like, that kitchen. You had the big curtain thing closed, right? Mm-hmm. But that view out into the back area, absolutely superb.
Yeah, well, no, it is a nice place. You're right. I think, like I said, you are adding a little bit on, a bit of mayo, if you will. But it'll definitely do a job. I spent my first night there last night.
Yeah, how was it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, slept fine. Probably the best sleep I've had in a long time.
Because it's pretty, like, you've got surveying views from your room, especially. High, you're way up there.
We are up high. It is like a, I guess, technically
a turret,
two-story
really,
house. But The bottom story is just the garage and a bit of storage. There's not much living down in the bottom story. And then up story is
it's
where you live.
So the lower bit's like the keep, isn't it?
And yeah.
Then your bit's like being in the battlement or turret up the top. And that's why you got these sweeping views. If there's any invasion coming, like, you'll see them before they get to your moat.
I am now Newcastle. I'm Charlestown's first line of defence.
Well, that's pretty much
from
it.
Any invasion. Yeah. That is me. I am the first line of defence.
Stephen will see him coming a mile off from his turret, and he's ready to go. So, I mean, all I can say is I'm just waiting for the invitation, you know, which I'm sure will come and printed in gold writing.
Oh, here we go.
To the castle's first event.
Yeah, housewarming drinks will not be far away, I don't think.
Looking forward to it. New FM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
So last night, Stephen, I had to drop off this piece of furniture to the shop that we need to, like, get ready to sell. And when I was driving back, probably about 9 o'clock at night, right?
God, you're up late. Anyway,
I was driving back past the Mayfield Woolies, a little side entry there. I forget what the road's called. Anyway, opposite Aldi. And I was like, oh, undercover cops. Right, they'd pulled. I was like, they had the flashing lights, but undercover cop car.
Yeah,
of course I'm rubbernecking. Like, what's going on here in Mayfield, 9 o'clock at night? They'd nabbed two people, and I don't know what. Two people on bicycles, push bikes, late at night, all dressed in black, and then I noticed neither of them had helmets on. Probably what that was about, maybe. That's why the undercover cops got him. What do you reckon?
You reckon undercover cops pulled him over for no helmets?
Well, I don't know what else they'd be doing late at night in the Woolies car park and getting in trouble.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else either. You're right.
Must have been the helmets.
Must have been the helmets.
Wear your helmet is my top tip if you want to, you know, stay away from a fine.
Oh, that's it. The top tips from Crevo. Up next, though, we'll keep Jess close by because we're talking about How far did your pet go? How far did it get away? Because there's a story of this dog in Melbourne, I think, that's gone on an absolute joyride.
Yeah, so we'll get your stories on the air soon here on New FM. And we learn the story now of Storm the Labrador.
All right.
So it's this cream sort of coloured Labrador who was actually with the owners on vacation in Melbourne visiting family.
Right, okay.
So, you know, they've driven down, they've taken the dog with, and they've gone out for a coffee or whatever and left Storm the Labrador in the backyard, fenced in backyard, perfectly fine.
Okay,
right?
No dramas.
They come back from coffee, Storm the Labrador, missing.
No.
Panic sets.
No, that is a terrible feeling.
Yeah. Several hours later, they get this call. We think we've got your dog. Is your dog missing? Of course, they're so happy. They find out this dog has travelled over 30 kilometres.
Wow.
And they're like, how has it gone so far in such a short time? Storm the Labrador had jumped on the metro train.
No right, way.
Like our light rail here in Newcastle, but in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And taken its own self-guided tour of Melbourne's western suburbs.
Unbelievable.
Just taken a little trip on the train and ended up 30 kilometres away.
Do you reckon Storm's tagged on? Or, you know, the transport officer's coming around looking for a ticket.
Well, here's the thing. There's CCTV footage. So, of course, we'll be able to check that later and see if they've tapped on or not. Because, obviously, there's big fines if you don't tap on, tap off.
Well, you hear all these stories as well of dogs getting away and, you know, like...
Escaping,
going on these exuberant journeys, I suppose. Jess, you've got a little pooch. Has your pooch ever got away like that?
He's a notorious, like, explorer. He's ended up on, like, the Facebook community pages before.
Has he?
Like, I've been scrolling and been like, hang on, that's Alfred.
That's my dog.
Where is he gone?
So people are like, oh, does anyone know who this dog belongs to? And you're like, yes,
literally,
that's me. You're screaming at your laptop.
Yes, exactly. Where are you? He's always been like a wanderer since he was a baby. Like the day one that Morgan, my partner, had him at his house, he disappeared. Like,
oh,
Morgan,
that's so scary as well.
It's like losing your child. You're like, oh my God, I've had you for a day and I've lost you. And like the garage door was open and Morgan's like, oh no, he's gotten out the front. He's gone for a wander down the road. He could be anywhere, this tiny little puppy. But Morgan was looking around for hours and hours and then eventually went back home, was like almost, you know, given up. I guess he'll come back eventually kind of thing. And then sees like a puddle of pee on the floor. He's like, I wasn't there before. It looks like wee. And then like pulled lounges and cupboards apart looking for Alf. And he was like hidden up in under the lounge, under the big long L-shaped lounge.
Oh my God.
Like in the corner. And the poor little thing had been there asleep the whole time.
Oh, Alf's cheeky, isn't he?
He's a cheeky boy.
Such a cheeky boy. But this is what we wanted to do here. Bit of fun. 4967-4105. How far did your pet go? Like,
and where did they go? Where did they end up?
That's right. Because there's some amazing stories out there of, you know, dogs or cats or whatever that runs away. And obviously light and bright's better, you know, if we can. 4967-4105. How far did your pet go?
Well, there's that bunny in Mayfield as well, isn't there, that always gets out.
Oh, my goodness, that bunny.
Yeah, the notorious Mayfield bunny that always escapes. This is the kind of gear we're looking for. 4967-4105. How far did your pet go? Where did they go? Because they do take themselves on these crazy adventures.
Obviously, 30 kilometres. We're not expecting that. That's way too far. But, you know, next suburb or whatever happened, we'd love to hear your stories. 4967-4105.
And, of course, for trading your story, best calls on the air today can get to the movies. On us, of course, the car pass, the Hengreta drive-ins. Plenty of great movies to see at the moment. Barbenheimer only scratching the surface, really.
That's right. You could be going to see Mission Impossible, that sort of thing. And we'll get your stories on the air next. New FM. Now, though, we're chatting, how far did the pet go after this dog visiting Melbourne went 30 kilometres from where it was staying by jumping on the metro, like the Newcastle light rail, but the Melbourne version.
Unbelievable, isn't it, really? Just taking itself on a free scenic tour of Melbourne.
Yeah, and it's funny because then, of course, the local transport authorities tracked down the CCTV footage of it, like jumping on the train, jumping off here and there. Really, really good. How far did the pet go is the question. And, of course, we start in Maitland up first. Hey, Karen, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, guys. How are you?
Very well. How far did the pet go?
So I actually technically live at East Maitland, and I had a gold Labrador and a black Labrador, and I felt like they needed a sister, so I got a rescue dog.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a chocolate Labrador, most challenging dog you'll ever have in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And my other two had never left home until I got her, and then the next thing you know, all three of them were trekking all over the place.
Oh, my
God.
On
one occasion, Coco's the chocolate lab, she actually went from East Maitland to Beresfield on her own.
Oh, my God.
It got to the point, guys, where I had a bottle, like a box of white wine and a box of red wine, and when people rang me and said, I've got your dog, I'd say, what do you drink?
Had it on standby.
Ready to go.
A bit of a black sheep as well, a bad influence to the other poachers.
Teaching the other ones the naughty roaming ways.
There you go. Love that. That's a great story. Let's go next to Raymond Terrace. We've got Roz on the line. Hey, Roz.
Oh, Roz, I don't know what's going on there. We'll come back to you maybe if we can.
Anyway, let's go next to Cessnock, where we got Virginia. Hey, Virginia.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thanks. Now tell us, what's the story of the pet getting out?
Okay, so I had two. Many, many years ago, I had a Siberian Husky. Mm-hmm. She got out after I sold her last puppy of her litter. She got out and she actually got hit by a car and passed away.
Oh, that's really
awful.
Sad.
Sorry to hear that.
That was very horrible, very hard to get over. She was a beautiful dog. Second one was my little Jack Russell Cross Foxy. He was a little escape artist. He got out a few times, but the last time he got out, I actually went door knocking.
Yep.
And knocked on quite a few doors, describing my pup, asking if they've seen him. 2 days later, I had a couple of young girls knocking on my door saying that they found my puppy. And I'm like, can you take me to him? They took me to him, and he was between 1 and 2 Ks away from my home.
Oh, my God. Just on the run, this dog. Unbelievable.
Trying to escape. A little cheeky Jack Russell.
Let's wrap this up in Aberglasson. Hey, Trent, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Very well. How far did the pet go?
From Marimba to Gosford, if you know where them two places are.
Sure do. Being a Central Coast boy growing up, I know those places. That's very far. What happened?
Well, we had a dog, and another one turned up one day, a cattle dog, and my parents said, oh, we can't keep that. We've already got one dog.
Mm-hmm.
And about 2 days later, my father went to work, and it must have followed the scent of his car or himself, and there's the dog at Gosford where he works.
No way. Somehow tracked him down. That's unbelievable.
Wow. I mean, some dogs and some pets just absolute escape artists. I think that's incredible from a river to Gosford.
That's a real story of love as well, isn't it?
I know.
You know, I will find you. No suburb will keep me away from you.
And there's a big, like, mountain sort of, not mountain range, but a big hill that it has to go over to get there as well. So that dog must have been exhausted.
Oh, there you go. Well, all fun and games, isn't it? All fun and games when the cheeky dogs go on an adventure.
Get your pets microchipped is the top tip there. New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
And Crevo, I expect a better turnout tonight this week than last week for the Matildas game at Wheeler Place. Matildas taking on Nigeria, their second game of the Women's World Cup on tonight, 8 p.m.
Now, Stephen will be there with the, like, clicker, noting how many people are there. How many was there last time?
Not enough. So if the clicker says, yeah, better, then we're in the good books.
Excellent.
We're in the green.
Excellent. All right. So make sure, if you're thinking, oh, I'm a bit on the fence about going, make sure you go, because Stephen will be upset if you don't.
Well, I'm moving house and probably coming straight from training. Like, there's no excuse. You've got to get behind the Tilda girls. You've got to support them, because, you know, who knows? This could be our World Cup. They're leading their group at the moment.
Mm.
A win here pretty much secures them going through to the knockout stage.
This is very important.
They win this game. They're through to the next round. They can rest that last game, get their body right. You know, Sam Kerr's injured. Another couple injuries this morning as well. So everyone get their body right, and hopefully we can take on the elimination rounds and, who knows, do some damage in this World Cup. That's what I reckon.
Fingers crossed.
Anyway, up next, Crevo.
Yeah.
I've had a bit of a scandal at my regular Tuesday night trivia night.
So, scandal?
Yeah, very scandalous behaviour. And I want to reveal, I guess, exactly what happened at Bar Mellow Trivia this Tuesday.
All right, we'll get into all of that in just a minute.
What's the goss up next? Scott, what's on the way, mate?
Gents, we love live music here across Newcastle and the Hunter, and announced yesterday a festival is coming back into town. The lineup is absolutely massive. Let's talk about it next.
All right, very excited for that. Now, though, I've got to talk about a bit of a scandal I witnessed with my own eyes. In fact, I could be at the centre of this scandal.
What, you?
Yeah, I know, unbelievable. So for those that are unfamiliar, every Tuesday night I host a trivia night at Bar Mellow in town on Hunter Street there, which is obviously always a great night. The staff there are working so hard to grow it and improve the technology, and it's a nice little, like, candle-lit, jazzy-type venue. Very nice for an intimate night and some trivia as well.
Bit of fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Hosted by the Novo Steven.
Well, you get the best of both worlds, don't you? You get a bit of fun as well as that intimate, like, fancy little date setting. A good excuse to dress up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I've been hosting that every Tuesday, and so far it's been no dramas at all. Nothing but flowers and rainbows and butterflies and all that good stuff. But Tuesday just gone had our first scandal. So as the trivia night's growing bigger and bigger, we're expanding. So we started with one little television, you know, in a corner of the bar.
Sure.
And now we've got two big televisions either side of the bar. So I'm basically hosting to the whole venue.
Wow.
Which is exciting and, you know, obviously great to do it to a larger crowd. It makes it more fun. But it also means that it's harder for me to police everyone because it's spread over a larger area. So, you know, normally, like when you're sitting at school doing your exam and there's a hall monitor.
A teacher.
Walking up and down, checking.
Checking, yeah.
Yeah, it's harder to do that.
Has he written the answers on the inside of his pencil case? You know,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, normally you just do like a little quick lap between questions and make sure everything's all right. But when it's such a big area like that, like I said, it's hard to police. So
you're setting up CCTV?
No. Doing? Anyway, we're just at the start of the quiz, we say, you know, don't use your phones, bit of an honesty system, etc. Cheaters will be punished, blah, 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 and then get on with the quiz.
They're not, yeah.
But I had a bit of an anonymous tip halfway through the first round from some of the other teams. They're like, this team over in the corner there, they're using their phone. They're Googling every answer. I went, oh, okay, thanks for the heads up. I'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I decided to, from there, strategically change my point of hosting so that I was set myself up at a spot where I could easily keep an eye on them without, you know, like having to
look like
make a big scene and confront them.
Yeah.
So basically I went over to them and I said, like, oh, look, I know you're new and this is your first quiz.
Welcome.
Welcome. Hope you're having a great night. Now, a couple of teams have been complaining you're on your phone. Now, I'm fine for you to message people and scroll social media between the rounds.
Sure.
But during the rounds, the phones need to be away or on the table where I can see them.
Upside down.
Yeah, you know, so obviously there's no funny business going on. They're like, oh, sorry, yeah, no dramas, we didn't know. Give them the benefit of the doubt.
Sure, the first time. Yeah, okay, you got a few points. Whatever.
Replace myself, the quiz goes on. Anyway, we get to the end of the quiz. I'm doing the marking. Now, pre-me moving, this team, right? 10 from 10 questions. Got them all right. Yep, everything right. Like, wow, this is a little bit fishy.
Suspicious.
From there on, not a single mark for the next 30 questions.
Wow.
So clearly they were doing a little bit of cheating.
A little bit? That's 100% of questions.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, it could be a coincidence. They could have just had a really strong start and then faded.
I don't think so.
But, yeah, it's interesting. And lucky I got that tip off, because otherwise it's so hard to play.
They would have zipped right through. And what is the punishment if they get caught doing it?
Well, I think
you call the cops, or?
No, you can't call the cops. I think it is just there as a deterrent. I think it is like a bit of a hollow threat.
Oh, really?
I think all you can do is tell them, oh, I'm disqualifying you from the quiz.
And that's it.
That's it. That's all you can do.
Oh, well, if you want to cheat at a quiz, go to Bar Mellow, Steven.
No.
Or anything.
No, don't cheat. But if you do want to come to a fun trivia night.
Oh, that's the message. Sorry, I got it mixed up there.
I'd love to chat to you, of course. And like I said, it's every Tuesday night. We're having a good time there.
Free autographs, all that sort of stuff.
Not free.
How much are the autographs for you?
I don't know. I'll do a special deal. I'll work it out on the night.
2 for 10.
Yeah, done. Something like that.
Easy. Easy as that. Bring a friend and get a deal. New FM.
The Novos. What's the goss?
New FM.
All right, Scott, give it to me. What's happening?
Two big stories coming out of Hollywood this morning, gents. Firstly, Kevin Spacey. He's been cleared of all counts of assault against four men. That was a 4-week trial. The jury found him not guilty. That broke very, very early on this morning. Also breaking out of Tinseltown, unfortunately, the news that Sinead O'Connor has passed away. Irish singer-songwriter, she's 56 years old. Cause of death hasn't been revealed. She had 10 studio albums, was named Rolling Stone's Artist of the Year back in 1991. Social media tributes are flowing left, right and centre. Most well known for her song, Nothing Compares to You.
Right, okay, there you go. I was going to ask, I'm not familiar with the name, so I was going to ask what I know her from.
She's been a massive big political advocate as well. Like, she stood stood up for a lot of political big things, so she's made a name for herself on the world stage there as well.
Right, okay.
Bit close to home though, gents, and in some good news, a festival that was canned in 2022, it's coming back this year. It's very, very exciting. This, that, it's back.
Oh, nice. Okay, exciting.
Coming to Newcastle. They run that. Is that the one that runs at
Wickham Park?
Wickham Park.
Yes, Wickham Park. It's on the 11th of November. Big names too, gents. Peking Duck, Porter Robinson, Gang of Youth, the presets. All happening. You can pick up your tickets next week, pre-sale and general admission, all going next week. This, that website for all the details.
Peking Duck are just at every festival, aren't they? You think they get festival fatigue. Like, they're literally every single festival. I don't think there's an Australian who's under the age of 30 who hasn't seen Peking Duck live at least once.
No, exactly. Mm. I mean, if you haven't, you haven't been to any festivals ever.
That's it. Literally any festival you can name.
Even at some random jazz festival. What is Peking Duck doing here? They're on the bill.
But you know what? To their credit, like, they are at every festival, but they always put on a good show.
Mm.
Always. Like, they never fail to entertain. They are just entertainers through and through. And when they are, like, headlining, they play their own instruments, and they're not just DJs. Like, they actually, really perform. Yeah.
And by all accounts, at the Cambo Farewell Festival only about a month ago, they put on a great set. And so they're coming back to Newcastle and the Hunter. It's amazing. People will still be queuing up to see them.
Are they, you might not know this, I'm putting you on the spot, but are they performing a DJ set, or are they actually performing, like, Peking Duck? Because it's so different.
Hasn't been revealed yet. It just says that Peking Duck is going to be there. So
even they probably don't know.
Well, what winds me up about Peking Duck doing a DJ set is that they don't play their own music a lot of the time. If they do a DJ set, you see it. This is something to look out for.
Yeah.
You know, buy beware.
Mm.
If they're doing a DJ set, they play like two or three of their own songs, and then the rest of it, they're doing like remixes or like playing other people's music. Mm. I don't know. You're there to see Peking Duck.
That's it. So, I mean, well, we'll see what happens.
Stay Port Stephens. Holiday memories to last a lifetime. Book directly at stayportstephens.com.au. The Novos. Winter Escape.
Yeah, of course. If you've been dreaming of a winter getaway, you don't have long now to register. This is our last week of giving away, I guess, like a two-night stay at a Hampton-style beach house for up to 8 people
with all
the luxuries to make your holiday easy, relaxing and enjoyable.
And you know what, these kind of Hamptons-type places always got those really fluffy, luxurious towels.
Very Instagrammable houses, aren't they?
Always. Oh, you've got a palm tree in the kitchen. How charming.
And of course, like with this kind of weather, most of them will have like a fireplace set up.
Or some sort of amazing heater, not your power.
Nothing
to worry about.
Oh, that's it. You don't have to worry about it. Of course, if you want to get yourself, like we said, this little winter getaway, one simple step. It's newfm.com.au. There you'll find the place to register for this competition, of course, under the win tab.
Yeah, click on that, and then you're away.
Once you've done that, your details are in. You could be getting away for this little winter escape on us tomorrow. Oof. The last one being drawn tomorrow, so you've got, like, less than 24 hours to get your entry in. newfm.com.au. Of course, Stay Port Stephens, holiday memories to last a lifetime. Book directly at stayportstephens.com.au.
People will be rushing that website, Taylor Swiftie in the whole situation. So getting quick. Yeah, it might. Getting quick is the advice.
Like we said, not long left. Up next, though, Crevo. Another, social dilemma I'm bringing to you. A bit of a grey area. I just want to open up the brain trust a little bit and get Newcastle's opinion. So, it's got to do with holidays and taking the kids out of school. We'll talk about it up next.
New FM.
Crevo, bringing you a bit of a social dilemma, I suppose. And this comes from my folks, actually, who were over east from, obviously, Perth. Only about a week or so ago.
Sure.
And they went on a cruise out of Sydney, which they very much enjoyed.
Living
went to,
the good life.
Moreton Island or something like that, up off the coast of Queensland.
Yeah.
Anyway, they thoroughly enjoyed themselves. But I was talking to my folks about it, obviously. My dad, just had a bit of an observation and was like, we booked this, we made a deliberate effort to book this cruise during the school term so there wouldn't be so many kids on the cruise, right?
Okay.
Young kids. But the kids almost outnumber the adults on the cruise, you reckon? Lots of parents taking their kids out of school so that they can take them on a holiday and I guess save a couple dollars would be the would be the pro of this. Because people obviously know that these companies are savvy to the fact that school holidays is the busy period. So they can hike accommodation, flights.
Put everything up.
Can put everything up because they know a lot of people are handcuffed to going at these certain times.
That's right, because they don't have any other option.
Now, what are your thoughts on taking kids out during the school term to go on holiday?
Well, I don't know. Instinctively, I'd say the older they get, like if you're in a year 11 and 12, your last 2 years, probably not the best idea because every bit counts then if you're wanting to pursue education further.
Yeah.
When you're in the younger years, I don't know, my parents took me out at one point for 4 months.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, like...
What, were you homeschooled during that period?
No, no. Like, my dad saved up for years and years, scrimp and save, like, drove old beater cars and everything.
Yeah.
And then he goes, right, we're going... Basically, we went backpacking as a family.
Yeah, right, okay.
So, we stayed in, like, the cheapest accommodation, like backpacker accommodation and stuff, but we got to travel to different countries
around
the world.
With your family of three, just in there with all the Kentucky and everything.
Yeah, just like they're like, it's on the cheap, but you'll get to see all these different countries.
Right, okay.
And amazing experience, very like formative experience of my youth.
So you're pro this then?
I think overall I learnt more doing that, seeing different countries, than I would have in year...
Well, you don't know that because you didn't know what you missed out on.
That's true.
I don't know.
Year 8, year 9, what do you learn? Not much.
I don't know. I tend to... I agree that in primary school, you probably have time to catch up. If you go take your kids out for a week or 2 weeks, they probably have time to catch up. 4 months is extreme, and in high school is even extremer. Yeah, I don't know. I think it is a bit of a grey area, isn't it? Like, obviously, the cost of living is so expensive at the moment, and this might be the only opportunity you get to take your kids to see the world.
That's
right. And, you know, have an adventure and memories that will last a lifetime. I don't know. It is a bit of a grey area because my folks were obviously pretty upset as people who, you know, like they've gone.
We've paid to have a cruise without kids.
Yeah, with the intention that they won't have to worry about kids running around and running amok. And instead they've been met with the sight of plenty of them scurrying. Yeah.
Now, you and I aren't parents ourselves, so that's why I guess we're looking for a bit of information on this and what your thoughts are. 4967 4105, I guess, is it a right or wrong to take the kids out of school just to go on holidays?
Yeah, that's it. We'll open up the Newcastle Brain Trust, I suppose. Like you said, 4967 4105, and our best callers on the air today can go to the movies. On us, of course, a car pass to the Head and Greeter drive-ins, so you can take the kids to that as well.
Absolutely. And bonus points if you've like worked as a teacher or no teacher, like your partner's a teacher, like give us a bit of a professional insight into that whole situation as well. 4967 4105, taking kids on holidays during the school term, is it right or wrong? New FM.
And a bit of a dilemma I've posed to the people of Newcastle, of course. I've seen a bit of discussion about this on the telly, on socials, but was brought back to my mind, I suppose, when my folks were talking about a cruise they went on last week. They booked it specifically during the school term so they wouldn't have to worry about kids running around, and to their shock found there was basically more kids than adults on this cruise.
I love that.
So the question we ask is it right or wrong to take the kids out of school during the school term? 4967 4105, of course, is that magic number. We obviously understand that there's like the financial element, but there's also the value of the education they lose. You and I, not parents, nor are we involved in the school system at all anymore.
And I think that when, I don't know, like when I was in high school, at least in the lower years, the pressure wasn't like it is now. It's definitely, every year it goes past, it gets more and more pressure to the kids.
So give us your opinion on this, of course, 4967 4105. And best callers on the air today can win themselves a car pass, the Head and Greeter drive-ins as well, as a little sweetener to the deal.
Absolutely.
Let's see what Newcastle thinks about this, though. We'll first head to Georgetown, where we've got Peter. Hey, Peter.
Hey, how you going?
Very well, thanks, mate. Now tell us, what do you think? Is it right or wrong?
I think it's all right, as long as it's like at the start or the end of the term.
Okay.
If as a parent you're that concerned about your child missing out on any schooling, you can go to the school and ask for schoolwork to take away with you.
Oh, is that something they offer, is it?
Well, they would help to keep that child educated, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's okay. And now you mention it, like when I went on this trip as like with my parents, they gave me heaps of work actually, now I think back on it.
Yeah. And that way, you know, you can keep up with your schoolwork and you can afford to do the holiday. Because let's face it, as a family these days, holidays are just getting out of reach.
That's right.
And especially during school holidays.
Yeah, they're very, very expensive.
Very expensive. That is the main argument for taking them out during the term, isn't it? You can save yourself sometimes hundreds of dollars, which just goes so far, doesn't it?
It sure does. To Cessnock now, let's meet Colin. Hey, Colin, how are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Very good. What are your thoughts on this? Is it right or wrong to take the kids out of school during term?
Well, a few years back, we were actually planning on taking out three kids to give 12 months off to travel.
Wow, 12 months is a long time.
Yeah, we were just going to buy a big coach and homeschool and off we go.
And what happened to that plan?
Well, I've got a 5-year-old son now, let's just say.
Yeah, right. It's just a bit difficult now, but it was on the plan there. So I guess there is a lot of education you can learn, you know, outside the classroom, right?
There is. The other thing as well is it's so much pressure on parents to, like, to teach and homeschool and make sure that education's being delivered correctly because our teachers do such a good job.
That's right.
It's hard to replicate that, isn't it?
Sure is. To Warners Bay now. Good morning, Matt. How are you? Oh, Matt's gone.
Oh, I don't think we have Matt there anymore.
Now, if we can, we might bring producer Scott in because I believe that Matt was actually a Year 11 student who's studying at the moment. Probably had to go because he had to go to class.
I can imagine. Yep. So, yeah, basic education. What was his point, though? Do you remember, Scott?
He was saying that the education that you're getting in the earlier years of high school, so in the lead up to, like, Year 10, 11 and 12, your senior years, is actually still relevant when it comes to, like, Year 11 exams, like stuff that you're learning in early years of high school is being quizzed in later high school. So you kind of really can't have that time off because you need to know it when the exam time does come.
And I think that's probably, you know, a reflection on how school is changing and it's all more interlinked, say.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That probably comes back to the point you were saying where the pressure on, like, school-age kids has never been higher than it is at the moment, probably. So there you go. Matt, as a student, is saying, probably don't take us out. We need that education.
Yeah. Interesting to have a student's perspective on it, right?
Yeah, very interesting to have this discussion in general because, like we pointed out, neither are you or I involved in the school system. Interesting to see what Newcastle says. Overall, though, parents saying save a dollar, do some homeschooling. That seems to be the general consensus.
A couple of little assignments here or there. The kids won't mind overall. They're on holidays.
Yeah, well, they won't care. Don't bother them.
No, exactly. That's a wrap from us for today, but we do, of course, have to award our prize of the day.
Oh, of course we do. And today it is a car pass, the Head and Greta Drive-Ins. We're going to send that to Trent in Aberglasslyn, who was telling us about his cheeky little dog that keeps escaping.
They ran away from Arimba all the way to Gosford.
Unbelievable.
Crazy story. Thanks for that, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Feel Good Friday. How good's
yes.
that?
Bye.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to The Novos. Would you like some more? Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au to get more now.